It is Monday, December 2nd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Mount Sequoia Retreat and Conference Center in Fayetteville presents a Merry Little Christmas package, which includes a two-night stay, breakfast, and two tickets to the Fayetteville Jazz Collective performance Saturday night in Clapp Auditorium. Reservations, tickets, and more information available at 443-4531. On this edition of Ozarks, a united effort to protect the single largest source of drinking water in northwest Arkansas. The Beaver Watershed Alliance wants to use information, some sweat equity, and policy to protect the water around us. Plus, the Fayetteville Jazz Collective is getting ready for a big holiday concert. First, the College of Engineering at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville is $3 million more solvent after a major gift. UA alum Kevin Brown and his wife Marie gave the gift to the college to create a department head chair in chemical engineering in the Ralph E. Martin Department of Chemical Engineering. The endowed department chair comes as the chemical engineering department is searching for a new department head. College officials say the $3 million endowment will help attract and retain a proven leader for the chemical engineering department. Brown is a Little Rock native who graduated from the University of Arkansas and currently works at the third largest independent chemical company in the world. The Arkansas Chamber of Commerce says a new poll indicates a majority of Arkansans support some kind of immigration reform. The poll, conducted by Basswood Research, asked likely Arkansas voters if they would support a path to citizenship if several criteria were met. Just over two-thirds of respondents said they would support or strongly support such legislation. Randy Zook, the CEO of the Arkansas Chamber of Commerce, says the poll indicates a desire to fix what are perceived to be problems with current immigration policy.
There's 80% support for the e-verify system, which employers use to verify current immigration status. There's 78% support for the DREAM Act or some form of the DREAM of a DREAM Act. I don't want to get tied to a specific bill here because that's dangerous. 71% support earned pathway to citizenship. Not an easy pathway, but a rigorous pathway.
Zook says the poll also shows a majority of likely Arkansas voters support increased patrols for the country's borders and increased fines for employers who hire undocumented workers. He says members of the Arkansas Chamber have talked to members of the state's delegation in Washington about immigration reform.
There was deep and understandable concern about making sure that border security did indeed get increased. There was some conversation about the sequence of all these sorts of things. That, you know, do you have to have a perfect border before you can move forward on the others? And that was again a constructive conversation. Nothing conclusive, but understandable concern on the part of the members about border security being genuine and substantial.
Nearly 90% of the respondents to the poll said it was at least somewhat important that immigration reform legislation of some type is passed in the next year. A Bentonville running store has been named one of the top 50 running shops in the country and is one of four finalists in a competition to name the top shop in the nation. Rush Running Company has made it to the final round in Competitor Magazine and Running Insight Magazine's annual ranking of the nation's top running stores. Rush Running is competing for online votes against other stores in Naperville, Illinois, Oklahoma City, and Tempe, Arizona. The top shop will be named later this week at an industry trade show in Austin. The Arkansas volleyball team is returning to the NCAA tournament. The Razorbacks were named to the 64-team field last night and will play Creighton Friday afternoon in a match in Lawrence, Kansas. If Arkansas wins that match on Friday, they would meet either Kansas or Wichita State Saturday evening. It's the 11th NCAA tournament appearance for Arkansas. Arkansas finished the regular season with a 16-13 record. And the Arkansas women's basketball team remains perfect after a pair of wins this weekend in New Mexico. After winning the New Mexico Thanksgiving tournament in Albuquerque, the Razorbacks are 8-0 this season. They'll next play Kansas in Lawrence Wednesday night. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be around 40 in northwest Arkansas, 44 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs around 69. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows from 38 in northwest Arkansas to 46 in the Arkansas River Valley.